James, obviously there's still a long way to go, but it's not looking very hopeful for you.
I rang Daniel Repagoli and congratulated him on the win. There is, as you say, a bit of counting to go yet, and you've got the postal votes and pre-poll. But tonight... I still see it as a good result in that, when there was a 5% swing away from the coalition here in this seat, it looks like we'll have a swing towards us when all the votes are counted. And so, no, really proud of all of our team's effort, and a big thank you. I want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the thousands and thousands of people who put their confidence and support in the Nationals and voted for me, and I really appreciate it. And I've enjoyed going out there and meeting people, talking to them, hearing about their hopes and dreams and plans for the future, and it's been a real privilege.
Are you just going to put that in the memory bank, or are you going to store that away and have another crack, or is it too early to say?
Obviously we've got a chat with the family and our National Party members permitting. The great thing about the Nationals, our candidates are chosen by our grassroots members, which sets us apart from other parties. And so, you know, have a chat to all of those people. But, you know, I believe that the Hunter region has a great future, and I wish Mr. Repagoli all the best in, as a new member and what the Labor Party have said to the electorate they want to deliver. I'll be there to hold them to account and make sure that they do that. And in 3 years' time, I wouldn't be surprised if you see James Thompson again on the ballot paper, put it that way.
Can I ask you, what did you say to Dan Repagoli when you did ring him?
Yeah, I congratulated him on his win, and I thought it was a good campaign in that both candidates, I mean, there were multiple times where Dan and I were at an event and shaking hands and having a conversation, and I felt the campaign was fought on policy, and we didn't bring personalities into it locally, and it wasn't about the individual but more about the parties and what their plan was for the future. So I said to Dan, congratulations for that campaign, and I look forward to having a beer with him and Dale and Stuart, and that's what it's all about. At the end of the day, we've got to learn as a country and as a region to be able to have discussions and debates and disagree with each other, but at the end of the day, go to the coffee shop and have a coffee, or go to the pub and have a beer, and that's what it should all be about, and I'm really glad that we had a campaign in the Hunter where that occurred.
Now, as we said, there's still a lot more water to go under the bridge.
Yeah.
What's your sense, the result? Was it purely as a result of things here locally, or do you think you're almost, and you probably don't want to say this, but almost a victim of what's happened around the country?
Well, a 5% swing against the coalition on average nationally is a pretty big swing to buck locally, but I think the fact that it looks like we may have a swing towards us here in the Hunter, once the postals come in and pre-polls, obviously we're recording this on a Saturday night and we haven't seen the full count yet, but I think that's been really promising, and we'll wait and see where it all lands. But yeah, I think, you know, locally there were certainly local issues that came into it, and now it's up to the Labor Party to deliver on what they've promised to the people of the Hunter, and I hope that they do, because this region deserves a great future, and all the families in our area deserve that for their future.
Do you get a chance to have a bit of a break now, or...?
Yeah, look, I promised the family that we'd go on a holiday when it was all said and done, regardless of which way it went. So we'll have a bit of a break, and then it'll be back to working at the school. I love working at the school. Similar to this, where you're talking to families and hearing about what they want and engaging the community. So I look forward to getting back into that in a couple of weeks' time, and I'll be sure that I won't be a stranger out and about the place. And it's been a real pleasure.
James Thompson, thank you very much.
Thanks so much, Darren, and to all of your listeners, once again, thank you to those who voted for me, and even those who didn't, the chats I've had around the electorate, I've really enjoyed it.